nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Granger Nissan of Anderson. Check them out, GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. That's at Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That is amazing. These are great people. We love Granger Nissan. We love our car. My wife is off today. I should have driven her car in. I didn't. I'll drive it later today. We love it. It's the best car buying experience you can imagine. It is fantastic when you're thinking about the financing options that are available, when you're thinking about the test drive at home, how things are set up. It really is amazing. It's our great friends over at Granger Nissan. Worth a short drive from Greenville or Seneca or Clemson is GrangerNissan of Anderson.com. Arthur is in Statesboro, Georgia, been hanging on very patiently for a long time. Arthur, thanks for hanging through the top of the hour break. How are you doing this morning?
All right, Mickey. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
I was just curious, how many players do you think that are drafted available will stay?
That's a good question, Arthur. I think now DJ did not run with the seniors, did not run down the hill Saturday, but I think DJ's gone. That's what's been indicated to me. A lot of these decisions haven't been made yet. Putnam is coming back. I think you'll see Walker Parks come back. I think you'll see Miles Murphy go. Brian Brisee is an interesting study because Brisee was not – he's not had a great year in rehabbing, everything that happened there. You think that he goes, but maybe you need more film there. I think Rook probably goes. I think that Simpson probably goes. But Rook and Aurora – I mean, Rook and Brisee have a pretty interesting decision to make. But – That'll be a big key to next year because, especially at defensive end. And Xavier Thomas, that's one to think about too. Like, he could come back. So.
What about, is Davis a senior?
Yes. Tyler Davis is a senior, yes.
Okay. Yeah. I know that we've got a couple of pretty good defensive tackles coming in to play next year.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the offensive line that's played so much better this year?
Oh yeah,
that's helping DJ.
Sure.
Is that one of the biggest? Is there that much of a talent difference between Miami and Clemson?
Well, yes and no. First of all, on the offensive line, Clemson's played better on the offensive line. I was with one of the coaches in the fall, and it was during the practice there, and he goes, look, Clemson's going to be better on the offensive line this year, just out of experience. But with Coach Austin, what he's doing, and Coach Caldwell, the things he left behind set up, they're more talented. The recruiting better, and the offensive line is better. But DJ's is got more – his footwork is better, and Coach Streeter did a good job there for sure. No, Miami and Clemson, talent-wise, yes, Clemson's better than Miami. 30 points better, I don't know. To me, it's hard to imagine. I don't think Mario Cristobal's a very good game coach. Miami was injured, though. I mean, they're down to their second and third quarterback. And their season's just gotten away from them. Running backs have been injured everywhere you look. But not just that. Look, Miami is they're a mess right now. And they're 5-6. And I think they lose to Pittsburgh Saturday night. And they'll finish 5-7 in year one with a 30-point loss to Clemson, a 42-point loss to Florida State, a 24-point loss to Duke. A loss to Middle Tennessee State. It's not just that they're 5-7. Is they got some bad looks in their losses there. And you can recruit all you want, but you got to change the culture there somehow, some way. I'm not sure Cristobal can do that.
Now, for the Carolina Clemson game, I get, and I watch Tennessee a lot, so I kind of know what's going on with their program. The biggest difference between Clemson and Tennessee is our defensive line, and our defensive line and our secondary is better than Tennessee's, a lot better. And if you don't have time to throw the ball, if you're running for your life, which both quarterbacks, Miami and Louisville's quarterbacks, have been running for their life because our defensive line and our linebackers have played very well. If that happens, South Carolina won't score 20 points. They just won't, because Rattler, when he is rattled, he don't throw the ball well. And Tennessee couldn't get no pressure on him. South Carolina's got speed at wide receiver, but it doesn't matter if you're open. If you can't get the ball to him, it doesn't matter. So I think that's the key of the game. If we can put pressure on Rattler, I don't think they can run the ball on us. So I think if we put pressure on their quarterback, we win the game, and I don't even think it's close.
Arthur, it's going to be interesting to see. It's got a long way to talk about it. Can't wait to do that. Thanks for hanging on, man, so long. Appreciate that. Hope you're doing well down in Statesboro. So, yeah, those things happen. Clemson's going to play well, and Clemson's going to win the game. Now, the other side of it is, look, the Tigers were rolling on Saturday. And the Tigers had all the momentum in the world on Saturday. And we're up 24-0 at halftime. And looked like, man, things are great. Missed a field goal to start the second half. And a field goal that would, you're talking about a 59-yarder. I think it was more of a, let's try this thing to see if you had any kind of leg. From there on, interception, fumble, fumble. And then punt, touchdown, touchdown. So it was the three consecutive turnovers, or else the game just gets totally, it was out of hand anyway, but just totally out of hand. And the offense just finds ways just to stop themselves. No one's stopping Clemson right now. Clemson's stopping themselves. And you've seen it the last 3 weeks with turnovers. Three this week, for all intents and purposes, three against Notre Dame and three against, is that right? Three against Louisville last 3 weeks. Got to stop that mess. Austin is in right here in Easley. Austin, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, sir?
Fantastic.
Good. Yeah, I think you're right on talking about the turnover issues with Clemson. I do believe if Clemson turns the ball over against South Carolina, you're going to find yourself in a four-quarter game. You know, you take the third quarter and those three turnovers away from the Miami game, you know, Clemson probably hangs 50. But, you know, they've got to find a way to hold the football. And some of it was offensive line. Some of it was just individual players. Something just to hear you talk about. I heard a previous caller talk about the time that Rattler is going to have in the pocket. I don't think it's really going to matter when against Tennessee they got the ball out in 2 to 2.5 seconds. What are kind of your thoughts on that?
Well, they did throw the ball downfield now, and I thought he took a deeper drop too. You know, Rattler does a pretty good job of stepping up in the pocket and buying some more time. A lot of the throws were early. I mean, Juice Wells is a factor now. You got to find a way to get him corralled up over there and get him on the ground a little bit. But the other thing is they threw the deep ball, and he put some air up underneath it a lot of times there. But they did take some seven-step drops, and they were able to protect him really for the first time this year. And so we'll see. My guess is that Clemson's game plan is – and my guess is that Lloyd plays and Christian Bill Smith plays and South Carolina tries to run the ball a little bit more than they did this past week. My guess is that Clemson forces Rattler to beat you by coming after him and getting him rattled in the home crowd and all that. I don't think they'll let them do what Tennessee did and just rush three and rush four and just sit back there all day. I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, a little Clemson basketball tonight. I'll take it off the air, but what are your thoughts on that?
But I appreciate the phone call, Austin. Thanks an awful lot. They face a 2-2 Loyola Marymount team tonight. I know very little about Loyola Marymount, just hadn't seen enough of it. You know, Clemson has played okay at times. Like to see maybe the freshmen get a little more of a look, maybe earn more of a look. But 2-2, 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame show. Will Clinton, are you working tonight? Working any basketball or anything tonight?
I am. I will be back here.
Can't wait to hear your thoughts on that in the morning. But I just, for some reason, and I don't think I'm alone in this, this week, basketball, even though we had Gonzaga and Kentucky yesterday, it just feels like we're in football, man. Like, what are we doing? We had Virginia and Illinois yesterday. We had some top teams. UCLA and Baylor played yesterday. I know nothing about it. World Cup going on right now. Still 0-0. Iran number one. Russia number one. No, all that going on and still no goals yet. But it just feels like rivalry week to me, first and foremost. Red checks in. Red, good morning, friend. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. How you doing?
Very blessed, buddy. Very, very blessed.
I tell you, Mickey, you know, I was sitting there watching that Carolina-Clemson game Saturday. I mean, the Carolina and Tennessee game.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about how, you know, I told y'all I was a Carolina fan back in the day.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there watching the game, and they started chanting, "We want Clemson." And I was like, that is about the dumbest thing I've heard in about 20 years, because they fixed to get Clemson, and they fixed to get all the Clemson. And Carolina fans, I was the same way, Mickey. But there wasn't, what's going to happen to next Saturday? They're going to get so disappointed, and they should be used to getting disappointed. There wasn't enough alcohol and drugs that I could partake in to keep me wanting to be a Carolina fan, because I knew the next week what was going to happen. And I just feel so sorry for them. It's almost like I need to start a mental health class for Carolina fans. Just lay on that couch. Hello?
Yes. Yeah. My Gamecock fan says the same thing, Red. My Gamecock fans, one of my buddies said the same thing. He goes, man, you need to start a Milt Louder thing just for Gamecock fans to live through this. But maybe it's the sports fans, because we do it, man. We fall for it and we get all of it. But I will tell you this. I agree with you. I don't think – I mean, it's cute to chant, "We want Clemson." I don't know if that's what you want right now or not. You don't have to want them. You don't have to want them. You're going to get them Saturday at noon.
You're going to get them. Yeah. And they had to know Dabo was listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like,
But I will tell you this, Mick. We had a great time yesterday. We went out and fed 150 people. We probably could have fed 200 easy. And one of the great things about yesterday, man, Simpsonville Methodist Church cooked the meal, but we had an actual Roar listener, Shane Bell and his family, his wife Jessica, his sons Levante and Easton, and their daughter Brylan come out and serve with us yesterday.
Awesome.
And man, I tell you, there ain't nothing like the Roar family.
Right.
Those kids jumped out the truck at every stop and ran up and was giving out clothes and water and food. And, I mean, they just partook like they had been doing it for years.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I can't say nothing enough about the Roar listeners for all the support and love they give Sunday dinner.
I love that. I spent a bunch of time with my family this weekend, and Drake was playing with some older kids last night. And I looked over at him, and I'm thinking, man, this kid's growing up so fast, and one of the things we're going to do when – he's starting to understand it maybe a little more is we're going to, we're going to come over and serve as well. But to see families do that, to see young people do that, sorry, I think it's amazing. And I know it. I love it.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, every week, man, we couldn't do it without the Roar listeners. Y'all are 65% of the donations. And now that people are starting to come out, I tell you, it's just a good deal to be involved with the Roar family and the Clemson family.
Here's the thing. We want people to keep volunteering, right?
Yes, sir.
Keep coming out and serving. So how can they reach you guys if they want to do that? And I know Thanksgiving is a busy time, a busy schedule. The cold weather is certainly one of those as well. And so how could folks get in touch with you and maybe come out and serve more?
They can go on Facebook and look me up on Red Martin, or SundayDinnerWithATwist.com as our website. And they can meet us at County Square every Sunday, except this Sunday, because we got some things going on this weekend for Thanksgiving.
Right.
we're going to actually feed 150 people, which equals 30 to 40 families at a Carolina high school. We're going to give the meals to the kids, and they're going to take it home to their family.
Oh, that's good.
Tuesday, and then we're going to team up with Taj Boyd Foundation on Wednesday and do a big thing with them on Wednesday.
Awesome.
So we're not going to feed this Sunday, but every Sunday after that, we'll be at County Square at 3:30.
I love it, buddy. County Square 3:30. R-E-D-D Martin, Red Martin, and Sunday Dinner Twist. Fantastic stuff, buddy. Always appreciate it, my friend. Great to hear from you.
All right. See you later. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, buddy. You too, for sure. Will Clinton, before we take a break, my friend Colin Brady, who is a Navy Academy graduate and serving our country so bravely down in Jacksonville, Florida, is listening in. He's going to be coming into town, I think, this week, and maybe stop by and see us at Chick-fil-A on Friday. Says, get a little shout-out for the midshipmen. They beat Central Florida, beat the Knights, beat the 20th-ranked Central Florida Knights, beat them 17-14 without completing a pass. In the game, Navy threw one pass. It was incomplete. And Navy went to Orlando, Florida, and beat Central Florida 17-14. 20th-ranked Central Florida goes down. Central Florida and Gus Malzahn go down. A team that had won three in a row, had beaten two ranked teams. They've just beat Cincinnati, just beat Tulane. Navy threw one pass. It was incomplete. And Navy beat Central Florida this past weekend. How about that? Hey, speaking of Chick-fil-A, we'll be there this Friday. Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A.com. Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Chick-fil-A of Seneca. We'll be at the Chick-fil-A of Clemson. I know it's Black Friday. Come by and see us. Love for you to come by and do that. That's Friday, 6 to 9, getting ready for South Carolina Clemson game on a solid orange Friday, college football Friday. Stop by and see us then. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Phone calls and text messages right after this.
If you want to get in some serious time on the golf course this winter, you'll want a Winter 10 play card from Arrowhead Point. That's 10 rounds for just $100 with rounds good anytime, any day from the 1st of December till the end of February on the beautiful Arrowhead Point Golf Course on Lake Richard B. Russell in Alberton, Georgia. Rounds are non-transferable and there are other restrictions. The Winter 10 play card at Arrowhead Point Golf Course, 706-283-6000.
Jan Pro Cleaning and Disinfecting is your local cleaning industry leader, proudly serving the upstate for over 20 years. Jan Pro offers the industry's best in hygienic cleaning and disinfecting. Our proprietary electrostatic disinfection service combines safety and security with the ability to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria and still safe enough for food prep services. And this is just the tip of the iceberg in our professional expertise. Call Jan Pro today at 864-458-3053.
Gentlemen, erectile dysfunction or low T got you down? Take action now and turn your life around. Call Greenville Men's Clinic at 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com. Make the call today, 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera. And the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
Look no further than Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson for your next pre-owned vehicle. Whether you're in the market for a full or mid-sized truck or SUV, Ralph Hayes has it. Sedan, minivan, something sporty, Ralph Hayes has it. Import or domestic, Ralph Hayes has it. And once you find your pre-owned vehicle at Ralph Hayes Toyota, they'll service any make or model for you. Add to that their rental program and Ralph Hayes Toyota will be your dealer for life. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
If a mattress is on your Black Friday shopping list, then buy local and save big at Engineered Sleep. Save up to $1,000 on bundles and up to $500 on mattresses the entire month of November. This is Engineered Sleep's biggest sale of the year. Support your only local mattress manufacturer and thank us later when you get the best night's sleep you've ever had. Don't believe us? Go see the reviews. Free and fast local delivery. Engineered Sleep is your go-to mattress supplier. Better sleep? Rest assured. Shop online or visit our showroom in Greenville.
At Ingles, we're proud to sponsor area athletics at all levels. Whether we're building new fields for T-ball, celebrating Friday night rivals, televising college basketball games, bringing the Fan Fest to semi-pro soccer, or taking you out to the ball game at your minor league park. We're here for the fans. No one gets the dedication to the home team like you guys. And we've got all the sports you can handle. It's all in the bag. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Don't be a turkey. Recycle your used cooking oil at Greenville County's residential waste and recycling centers and Twin Chimneys landfill. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 243-9672 or go to greenvillecounty.org.
Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the Upstate's golf cart superstore. If you're looking to upgrade your existing cart or purchase a new one, let the amazing staff at Elite Custom Golf Carts guide you in the process. With the largest variety of low-speed vehicles, golf carts, and electric bicycles, along with the largest selection of parts and accessories, they can help you find exactly what you're looking for. Visit them online at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/radio. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free online visit, forhims.com/radio.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson Athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Dirty work done today. A little Steely Dan, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com, had a text message the other day. Hey, what's your mattress company? Where are they? What's their name? What's the deal? Had to go over the whole thing. And got another one, short one. Is that, hey, give me the website again. It's easy. It's engineersleep.com. WCCP special, 10% off. That's a huge savings for you. It's the best in the business. It's our friends over at Engineer Sleep at engineersleep.com. Go by and see our great friends there in Greenville. This Black Friday sales, this Black Friday shopping. Well, I'm not a shopper. I don't go to malls. I don't go do anything like that. I will tell you this. If I'm going to shop anywhere, the idea that I can just go lay down in a mattress, that's my kind of shopping. I joke with my wife about how fast I can fall asleep. So like we'll have something on TV, we have guests around or whatever, and I'll say, hey, watch this, watch how fast I can fall asleep. Go to Engineer Sleep, I could be knocked out over there pretty quick. EngineerSleep.com. Clemson gets Tavoy Fagan, 5'11", 170-pounder out of Tampa, Florida, Carrollwood Day High School, according to Rivals.com. Top 100 player, class of 2024, rising or current junior. He is number 97 overall, number 11 cornerback, four-star. Four-star by 247, ESPN and Rivals. Rivals has him at 97. 247 has him at number 107. ESPN has him at number 213, four-star cornerback. Also had Miami, Florida State, LSU, and Alabama in his list. His dad played down in Alabama, so a good pickup for the Tigers. Unfortunate news for Clemson football. Dabo Swinney mentioned last night in his Sunday teleconference that Marcus Tate out for the year now. Had, I think it's a patella tendon, some patella issues in that knee. It's not a torn ACL, which is good news. But now you'll see Mitchell Mays come in. Mays has basically played most of the game the last 2 weeks. And we'll see Mitchell Mays now have to play guard for Clemson moving forward. Tigers with defense by moving Simpson and flipping Simpson and Carter played maybe his best defensive game of the year. Just 6 first downs to Miami. A limited Miami offense, to be clear. But the numbers were amazing again. 6 first downs for Miami. Miami held to 24 rushes for 30 yards. Miami held of 9 of 18 through the air with an interception. And that was a just 68 yards passing. A total of 98 yards of offensive plays in 42 plays. 4-6 Miami punts. Third down conversions, Miami just 3 of 11. Third and fourth down, just 3 of 12. Clemson was 14 of 19 on third down conversions. They stayed on schedule. The only negative of the offense was the 3 turnovers, back-to-back-to-back turnover series. With that said, I hope Clemson fans watch Dan Orlovsky with his analysis. I haven't seen it yet. I hadn't watched replay. We had company. I played golf yesterday and we had company. But one of the things we heard was that Orlovsky supposedly talked about how innovative Clemson's offense is now, the most innovative he's seen it in years. Looked that way to me on Saturday, 27 first downs, 200 yards passing, 200 yards rushing. Total of 447 yards without the turnovers. Things look great. Got the tight end back involved in the middle of the field. Tight ends combined for 7 catches for 92 yards and a touchdown. DJ with the running game, the leading rusher, in through for 227. Special teams, pretty solid in there as well. And I thought Trotter, Simpson, and Carter just played their best football. Talked an awful lot today, probably more about South Carolina than Clemson, with their 63-38 win over Tennessee. But there were other ones. I just gave you that interesting stat of the Navy game, Navy throwing one pass and winning. But was Saturday the nail in the coffin for Drake May and his Heisman campaign?
I would say yes.
I would too. I mean, on a weird day, that's one of the weirdest. South Carolina took the cake. I mean, South Carolina's 63-38 win that took the cake. But there's nothing in Georgia Tech's resume that said Tech's going to beat North Carolina in Chapel Hill Saturday. Holding North Carolina to 16 first downs, outgaining North Carolina, and holding the Tar Heels to just 202 yards passing. Drake May on Saturday, 16 of 30 for 202, no touchdowns and a pick. Part of that's Caleb Downs was hurt. But the Tar Heels had no answer. And Georgia Tech comes from behind after getting down 17-0. Tech comes back and beats North Carolina 21-17 in Chapel Hill. They always remember November. Michigan will remember November. And Michigan officials will remember November because Brett Bielema is calling out Michigan officials in the Michigan-Illinois game. A couple of offensive, non-offensive play calls there. You see where England scores, oh, by the way, the 34th minute. Do you know who that is? I don't know who that is right there. England scores 1-0 now. But Michigan gets a no-call as it turns out, the Wolverines get a last-second field goal despite being out first down against Illinois. Michigan squeaks by 19-17 against unranked Illinois. Ohio State squeaked one out on Saturday. What in the world is going on with Ohio State? Ohio State got outgained by Maryland this past weekend. What's happening? 11 penalties for 97 yards for Ohio State, just 401 yards. Ohio State can't run the ball, and Stroud doesn't look like Stroud right now. This team looks discombobulated right now. Got outgained by Maryland. What in the world happened down at Waco, Texas, and Baylor, where TCU tries to run a play for 2 yards, bring the team on the field, kick team on the field to make a play there, gave it 500 yards and got outgained and out first down by Baylor over the weekend. They always remember November. These teams find a way to escape, or it would have been mass chaos. You imagine number two, number three, and number four all losing. 2, 3, 4, and 5 all losing.
It looked like there was a good chance that would all happen.
I know.
At some point.
I know.
But those rivalry games, TCU, Baylor, those are rivals.
You never know.
Crazy things happen. And the way that TCU won that game, that just shows that they're well coached.
I agree. Southern Cal saved themselves on Saturday with a 48-45, no defense game there. Southern Cal, Notre Dame's going to be fascinating. Southern Cal and is it Oregon, I guess? You see Southern Cal and Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game maybe? Both those teams have one loss now. Oregon State this weekend, who knows? But you could see either Oregon or Washington maybe through that. Anyway, Pac-12 championship game, Southern Cal still there. I don't want to see Southern Cal in the playoffs. They don't play enough defense. And then you saw what we saw in the wild one in Fayetteville, Arkansas over the weekend. In case you didn't see this, Arkansas was up on Ole Miss going into the fourth quarter 42-6. Ole Miss had 703 yards of offense and 32 first downs and got beat by 15 points on Saturday. Crazy times in college football. They always remember November. Lee is in Greenwood. Lee, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Man, Mickey, I'm doing well. You know, it's the week of all weeks. It's where we don't protest calories. Engage with a full throttle. And then to have a little bit of extra sauce, super sauce on the rivalry game this weekend, I have to say I'm excited for it, man. I mean, I think it's just what the rivalry needs, and it gets to be the first game right out of the gate on Saturday. So, you know, you'll have all day to marinate on it, despite whatever the result might be. And I think, you know, I thought Clemson played a really good game this past week against Miami. I thought they executed really good. I felt good at halftime. I thought, man, we might be on the verge of our first perfect four-quarter game, and then we just got locked down in the mud again. But it wasn't for lack of execution. I thought the play calling was aggressive, and I loved it. I liked the way they used the middle of the field.
Yep.
And I just thought it was a well-balanced, well-called game. And, you know, and points are going to be a premium, I think, this week. I think Carolina, you know, what worries me with them is the way they can get their guys kind of out in space a little bit. They do some little tricky things here and there in their passing game. And, you know, I think our linebackers are doing a better job of getting out in coverage. But I don't think it's going to be a shutout this year. Let's put it that way.
Well, not after 63 on Tennessee on Saturday. Going into it, you might have thought that because they put up 6 on a fake field goal. I mean, a fake punt against Florida where they couldn't run the ball and couldn't do anything, and now you come off 63. So I don't know. I don't know. What's the real South Carolina team? The one in Gainesville or the one in Columbia?
It's like M&M. Will the real SC please stand up?
Yeah, please stand up. So we'll find out on Saturday. I think Saturday will be a very, very interesting game of styles. And in boxing, I'm going to say the styles make the fight. I think we'll see a very interesting style differentiation and see who can prevail.
And I think, you know, with what they did against Tennessee, I think that's going to give a little bit more juice to the home crowd.
Yes.
To be a little bit more amped up, even for a 12 o'clock game.
Yeah, going into it, you never want to say Clemson South Carolina is mundane, but I'm going to tell you, I've seen some mundane Clemson South Carolina games in recent years where the crowd wasn't all that into it. I think the Gamecocks, the way they look, not just beating Tennessee, but the way they looked against Tennessee, I think that does add juice to the game, to the crowd?
Well, I tell you, Mickey, I'm hoping for a great football weekend. My Panthers of Abbeville, we got an upstate championship game here on Friday against Saluda. It's a great rivalry, and hoping we can get two big wins with that one and a Clemson win this Saturday as well.
Always a pleasure. Good to hear from you, Lee. Have a great week for sure. If I want to talk to you, happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate you calling in. Got high school playoffs out there. So a lot at stake. Before we take our final break, let me go ahead and give you what the TV and all look like now. We'll see Monday Night Football tonight. I don't even know who we have. Tonight is 49ers Cardinals. Tomorrow night, college football, Ball State, Miami, Bowling Green, Ohio. No college football on Wednesday this week. Thursday, Egg Bowl, 7 o'clock ESPN, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. Mississippi, Ole Miss is a 2.5-point favorite. Will Clanton's Mississippi Rebels, Ole Miss Rebels. Friday, slate full. Tulane, Cincinnati at noon. Baylor, Texas at noon. Utah, Boise State, Central Michigan, Eastern Michigan, Toledo, Western Michigan. All those are nooners. Arizona, Arizona State at 3. NC State, North Carolina, 3:30. Arkansas, Missouri, 3:30. Also, New Mexico, Colorado State, 4 o'clock, Nebraska, Iowa, 4:30, UCLA and Cal, 7:30, Florida State Friday night. And then obviously Saturday, Georgia Tech, Michigan, Ohio State, South Carolina, Clemson, West Virginia, Oklahoma State. You've got, those are all early. Those are nooners. After that, Louisville, Kentucky's at 3 o'clock. Auburn, Alabama, 3:30. Oregon State's also at 3:30. Wake Forest and Duke's at 3:30. You have Utah, Colorado. The Michigan, Penn State's at 4. Night games, 7 o'clock, LSU and A&M. Tennessee, Vanderbilt. Notre Dame, Southern Cal, 7:30. Oklahoma, Texas Tech. Kansas State is at 8 o'clock on Fox. Washington State's at 10:30 on ESPN. Busy, busy rivalry week. We'll take a short break. We'll come back, wrap things up of a reaction Monday when you come back after this.
Hello, Medicare recipients. Gary Mahaffey here with insurance for seniors and disabled. Medicare Advantage plans for 2023, in my opinion, have made the most improvement to benefits that I have ever seen. Whether you are interested in a standard plan, a Part B give back plan, chronic special needs plan, dual special needs plan, veterans plan, or extra help partial Medicaid plan, there are more choices with richer benefits and $0 monthly premiums. You owe it to yourself and your family to review your plan options during this annual enrollment period. I am so convinced that this will be a record year that I've scheduled over 35 meetings in the Upstate near you. You only have to do your part and call us early as these meetings will fill up. Call today, 864-307-8484. And remember that my services always come free to you. Also, if you ever feel you need a plan that I do not offer, I will help you get in touch with Medicare to shepherd you.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
Time for Tiger football, and what better place to enjoy football weekends than in your own condo at Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant and a football field for pre-tailgate festivities. When you aren't here cheering for the Tigers, earn income using our managed rental program to rent your condo to fellow Tiger fans. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today. Go Tigers.
If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson has one of the largest selections of pre-owned vehicles in South Carolina. Import or domestic, trucks, sedans, SUVs, whatever you're in the market for, Ralph Hayes Toyota can take care of you right now. Plus, Ralph Hayes Toyota services all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Add to that their rental vehicle program, and Ralph Hayes Toyota will be your dealer for life. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Last year.
year, our boss surprised us with these awesome jackets and backpacks for Christmas from ACD Sports in Easley. They do embroidery and screen printing in-house and work with many local businesses, schools, and teams doing their caps, shirts, uniforms, and jackets. If your organization or company needs screen printing or embroidery, stop by ACD Sports and see how they assist you. And while you're there, do a little Christmas shopping at their Clemson Fan Shop, Highway 123 in Easley, by Chick-fil-A.
For the first time ever since opening its doors, the Greenville Men's Clinic is now the only men's health organization offering an intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. You heard that right. Restoring intimacy is important to everyone. Helping men with a proven solution is what drives success. That is why the Greenville Men's Clinic stands by their intimacy guarantee. Now you will have the assurance and confidence of proven outcomes without the fear of financial loss. By using the latest technology for the treatment of ED, acoustic wave therapy uses pressure waves to open existing blood vessels, which restore spontaneity and intimacy for you and your loved one. Stop trusting companies that feed you empty promises with no results. Trust an intimacy guarantee. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today, 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com.
For an incredible 8 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Clemson touchdown!
This weekend, the battle for Palmetto State bragging rights takes place inside Memorial Stadium as your Clemson Tigers play host to the South Carolina Gamecocks. Clemson will look to win their eighth in a row in the series. Broadcast begins with the Tiger Tailgate Show at 9 a.m. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at bartesian.com/enjoy. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at bartesian.com/enjoy. That's bartesian.com/enjoy for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at bartesian.com/enjoy.
The Mickey Fleiler Show. Forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sheik is in a bad mood right now. Iran number one, Russia number one. No, England 3-0, pouring it on. Does that say plus 14 on the time?
Yes. So there was actually a major collision early in the game between the Iranian goalkeeper and a defensive player. It was the defensive sweeper, but it was a head-to-head collision, both running at full speed, and the goalkeeper had to be taken off of the field in a stretcher. I think he's going to be okay. We will have to monitor that situation and see. But they stopped the game for 14 minutes.
Have you ever seen 14 minutes of extra time? I don't know if I've ever seen that. It looks weird up there, doesn't it?
It almost looks like an error. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, 3-0 England at this point. Michael is up next, 654 Roar and Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Michael, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Hey, Nikki, how you doing? Yeah. Hey, I listened to your show all morning, but Lee Forrest, though, he's back on game day this past week. He's been out. You know,
right.
He's been sick, though. But, yeah, he hit him on for – I've seen a couple of segments he was in, but he mentioned the thing about they always remember November. And everybody said that. They said it on two different sets. And I thought about you. I said, that's Mickey's line. They always remember November.
Always remember. Now, I will tell you this. While All In was not original, Dabo owes me for that one because I was talking about it and he talked about his very first press conference. Come On Man was original, and ESPN stole that one from me. I've got to start marketing some of these. I did not originally come up with the Always Remember November. That was years ago in the mid-90s. This is in 95, 96, 97. Woody McCorvey, who was at Alabama or maybe Mississippi State at the time, told me that when he was coaching down there. And no, he's at Alabama, I think. Man, and next thing you know, it just sticks, man. They always remember November, and we're getting with that now. So yeah, Corso owes me for that one too. Then.
Yeah, he did, but he did. He said it twice. But it's true. I mean, it's when the big games come down the line.
This is it. You got to play your best football.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Take care. See you. Bye.
All right. If I'm Corso, I want to get back on camera. I'm not sure I want to do it in Montana, though. Did you see any game week this week? Game day, I should say, this week?
I did not.
Have you seen what Kurt Herbstreit was wearing?
I did. He looked like a combination of either John Dutton or Indiana Jones.
Somebody told me that he looked like Carmen Sandiego.
Okay.
I saw another tweet that said when it, in that hat, and it said, "This is what John Dutton's trying to keep out of Montana." Mm-hmm. So it was cute, Kurt. It was really, really cute. Kurt's son was celebrating senior day at Clemson. He played on Saturday. He got the game late on Saturday. So good to see Ty Herbstreit playing there. We have a different broadcast schedule tomorrow. I'm going to try to move Paul Strelo from Thursday to either Tuesday or Wednesday. Here in about, I think not 8 minutes. Sorry. I don't know if TJ Parker is Central Time or Eastern Time, but sometime in the next either 8 minutes or next hour and 8 minutes, TJ Parker will commit to Clemson over Tennessee and others. Former Penn State defensive lineman commitment, midterm guy, is going to commit to Clemson. And then later this week, Ty Brown, wide receiver from Greenville, we think will choose Clemson on Thanksgiving. So we need to get Paul Strelo in hopefully sometime this week. Friday we're so busy with Philpott, with Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fisher Report, with Josh Williams and with Scott Reimer. Might do it either Wednesday when we have Dane Young and Andrew Oliphant on with us, or tomorrow with Tony Morrell. And a moment with Dr. Milt Leiter. I'm going to talk about the gratitude, since we're in a week of gratitude. This is the best week, man. My wife says the best. She loves Thanksgiving. This is her favorite holiday. I like Thanksgiving. I like, more than anything else, I like the fact that we've got some big football games on Thursdays and Fridays. I think I'm going to have some folks over Friday night and cook out and watch Florida State and maybe the end of some of these other games. It's going to be a great, great week. Weather should be pretty good. Now, we'll warn you of this. Maybe some rain on Friday and a chance of rain Saturday, but it's only Monday. Do not get caught up in that as of yet. But what we're currently calling for in Clemson on Saturday is a 47% chance of rain. Sorry, showers in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, high of 57. So we'll see. It's a long way off. Maybe that system might move through a little bit faster. So we might not. It's too early to think about that. We'll start thinking about that maybe Thursday, but definitely on Friday coming up. What a week. What a weekend with World Cup taking place today. We'll I don't know if you said or not, because you've got your radio duties tonight. I know you said you had some real estate with, man, you got everybody sick in your office and everybody's sick everywhere now. I got a little cold issue situation coming up. But will you be able to watch the United States today?
Oh, yes. That is a big priority. I'm going to watch as many World Cup games as I can over the next coming days.
All right. That'll be great. We'll beat Wales today. You're not as convinced of that as others are.
No, I mean, we've got a very young team. Wales, you know, they're just, they have a group mentality, and I have not seen that as much from the USA team. Got a lot of young guys, got a lot of rising stars on the team, but they're not exactly proven. You know, just because you beat Mexico once, that does not mean you're going to go to the World Cup and find success against European teams.
For the most part, it's three games a day. Is that what we're saying, three games a day? I'll have to look at the schedule.
For the entirety of the first round,
yeah,
which goes for the next 10, 12 days, I believe, you've got three games every single day, 8 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. Eastern.
Had a text here on our Adams & Co. roofing text line. Ask about the Furman Paladins. Can we get some love for the Furman Paladins when it comes to basketball? I think he's talking about basketball because Furman might be. Matter of fact, if you had to put a gun in my head, which is against the law, I've said many times now, put a gun in my head, I'd say that Furman might be the best team in the state of South Carolina in basketball right now.
It's looking like that right now.
In case you did not see it yesterday. Now, the Gamecocks lost bad to Colorado State. I'm not. They did beat Clemson, but yesterday Furman, only at 3-2, oh, by the way, but they beat South Carolina 79-60 yesterday down in Charleston. So not a good week for the Gamecocks when it comes to that. But Furman, who lost to Old Dominion and Penn State, did beat North Greenville and Belmont. So they're 3-2. And let me check. I take it that he meant basketball. Furman in football. Let me check out Southern Conference-wise. Furman 7-1 in football, 9-2 overall, 7-1 in the conference. And they beat Wofford this past weekend 63-28. So maybe he's talking about Furman football. Maybe talking about both. Furman right now on a six-game winning streak there. So we'll see. Sanford 8-0. You know, Georgia's the only team to beat Sanford this year. I did see that earlier, that Sanford playing well there. Hey, my great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with Brad Hughes. Get in touch with Allstate and call him at 292-3001. Going the extra mile. You might save money with MileWise. Some folks are saving over 50% on their automotive insurance by going with MileWise. That means a device in your car, you pay by the mile, and you could be paying a lot less. Think about MileWise. Going the extra mile. When the phrase, they always remember November, comes about, we got to give credit to South Carolina, credit to Georgia Tech, credit to Vanderbilt. Because what we saw on credit to Navy, what we saw over and over and time again, was that this is the time of year, and it almost happened to TCU, it almost happened to Ohio State, it almost happened to Michigan. This is the time of year where these kind of things happen. More chaos is coming. It's always coming, and always every November you can go ahead and count on that. Clemson moves up to number 7 AP poll. I think they might not jump Alabama yet, but if they win this week and win next week, they'll jump Alabama. So playoffs certainly helped. The Gamecocks helped Clemson on Saturday night. Hard to say go Cox, but a lot of Tiger fans did do that. Also, thoughts out to Hendon Hooker and to Marcus Tate out for the year now with knee injuries. Skip the music, buddy. Two-minute drill. What do you have for me?
Right now, first half, England-Iran, 3-0 goals from Saka, Sterling, and Bellingham. You've got two more games coming up today. USA-Wales at 2 p.m. You also have the Maui Gym Invitational in men's college basketball going on. I've got, four games going on throughout the day. And you've got Monday Night Football, 49ers-Cardinals at 8:15.
Clemson basketball tonight, 6:30 pregame show, 7 o'clock with Clemson and Loyola of Maryland coming up for that one. My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out, ericnewton.com. The best in the business. No one does it like Eric Newton. Quickly, Southern Cal is a 5 to 6.5 point favorite over Notre Dame. Tennessee's a 14 to 15.5 point favorite there. LSU's an 8.5 to 9 point favorite over Texas A&M. Clemson is a 14.5 point favorite over South Carolina. We'll talk much more about lines coming up tomorrow, but some big games right around the corner. Ohio State, Michigan, certainly a big part of that as well. And Ohio State is make sure I'm right by saying the latest one with this one. Ohio State is let me find it again. As I find that, I'll thank Will Clanton. Great job as usual. Certainly want to thank Ohio State's a 7.5 to 8.5 point favorite. Thanks, caller, sponsor, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers. Up next to my favorite people, John and Brad. Have a wonderful Monday. 1.2 tomorrow. We'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spark.